stallions of the west, to the stallions of the east. But the horse has a distant cousin. It lives, I do not know where. But its message of racial harmony is the one that we all can share. Hats off to zebras. They are black and white. But they don't fight. Cause they're not very good at it. In a world of confusion, we all need a sign. We could live side by side like the stripes down a zebra's spine. Hats off to the zebras. Yeah. The humble badger takes a sip of morning dew. He's totally colorblind, so he can't judge you. But the badger is a dreamer. The badger has a plan. He knows that his destiny is to help his fellow man. Hats off to the badger. He is black and white. He doesn't fight except for mating rights and territory. Black man and white man, they need to shave. United by the badger brush, he's helping from beyond the grave. Hats off to the badger. What about the tapir? Half zebra, half pig. Imagine the stigma, but the tapir stands proud. Hats off to the tapir. Badgers and zebras, skunks, oh yeah. Little ring-tailed lemurs living together in harmony. And if the killer whales can do it, why can't we? Tell me, Lord, tell me, why can't we?
Welcome to the Sonic VIP Experience.
Radio Redux.
Oh, and hello, everyone. This obviously isn't the usual AAUK. Because if you hadn't noticed from just the website, various bits here, he's taking the day off. And he deserves it, frankly. So, welcome to Radio Redux. This is Echo Hawk taking the role of DJ for this evening. I hope you're all doing okay, because it's a fine day. It's a little hot, but otherwise, I don't see why not. I am also in the MIRC. I'm hanging at the switchboard. I can do anything you want. I can do everything you want. I'll answer questions tonight. I'll be playing some music. Hello, everyone. I'll be running through the list here in a minute. Apparently, we've got a special tune-in because of Darkspeed. He just wants to hear me talk. I don't know. It's kind of silly, but, you know, that's cool. But, in any case, if there's something you want me to play, or something you want me to talk about, or something you want me to answer, then by all means, you can still Twitter, you can still email him, you can still send me direct messages on MIRC, and I'll get right to him as much as possible. I might go through the little forums there and see what we can dig up and stuff, okay? Alrighty then. Well, I won't hesitate like somebody else who usually does this show. So we're just going to jump right into the MIRC rundown. And starting off with the lovely and the beautiful and the high quality Radio Sega, we've got Underscore Spondy, Biafra, Cobra Da Best, D'Artagnan, myself, Empires, Geralby, Josh, M-Tails, Shadid slash Dark Wind slash Writing, SJ. No, SJ is a separate person, sorry. And Sonic Mark, of course. On the Sonic Stadium, we have Chanbot, Rory, by Offer again. MK, Underscore Spondy, Angry Fox, Anime Girl, Darkspeed. Hello, Darkspeed! D'Artagnan, myself, Gerbil Soft, Hedgy Lightning, Hypersonic, Jacob, Joe Forever, who is playing AAI, I think. Jonah. What's up, Jonah? Miles Prower, Pro Lager, Ringtailed Fox, Shades, Shadow Fox 04, Sonic AD, Sonic Mark, again, hi. Spin Estiv, as opposed to the Stig, the Stig, he's cool. Strong Bad T-Bird, Tall Guy 91, The Mulletron. Interesting. Trekkie, Earthheart, and Wide. And oh, it looks like we had somebody else just join. Rhetorix. Hello, Rhetorix. How are you? Anyway, hello everyone again, and welcome to a bizarre edition of Hawkeye, which, if you do know the history of Sonic Rex and Radio Redux, then you know that basically I taunted him after his first episode to improve his show, and then of course I did a recorded version of kind of a tidbit for the show, and we called it Hawkeye, and it was cute. Except I couldn't stand the sound of my voice, and so I broke down mentally after I heard it, but yeah, no, I'm just kidding, because I've done this before, I've taken over, but this is obviously the first time in a while, but you never know. In any case, it looks like we've got the usual chitter chatter. Nothing too out of the way, USA. Oh, good lordy. Angry Foxy, silly. Do you realize how close I was to sleeping on the couch? Let's go ahead and integrate some real-world crap right now. Because yesterday, we had the World Cup game, which is the first time England's played so far in the World Cup, which is a big hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. But America doesn't care that much about football. And I say football, of course they say soccer. So if you ever hear it on the news, don't get confused. That's how they do it. I don't mind it, frankly, but I'm getting used to saying football, so. Anyway, it's the transition between getting American and British. But ironically, I started finding myself still cheering for the American side. So when they equalized and finished the game in a draw, which, ooh, I gave you a spoiler if you haven't seen the game, I do apologize. I won't tell you how, though, because you have to see it for yourself. even if you just know the score, you have to see this game, at least the goals. Because, I mean, the British goal, it was normal, it was fine, it was 4 minutes, everybody was like, yeah, we're gonna kick their ass! We're supposed to, like, Rickroll them for 5-0 or something like that, and it's just like, no, we actually held ourselves. You kicked our goaltender in the chest, and we still didn't switch him out. He played the rest of the game without leaving another goal in. That's just how you punish a man in the American... the American way. Kick him in the chest. Oh, look, now I've got everybody all in a whip. Oh, but I was cackling away. I was on Skype with a couple of buddies of mine from the Sonic community as well. Good old longtime buddies. I don't know if anybody knows Chaotix. I think he's actually got Chaotiku or something like that, and he's on DeviantArt, and he does a couple of Sprite comics and stuff. But anyway, I was on with him, and I was on with everybody else, but I had the faster TV by, like, 3 seconds. So I knew when everything was happening, and I just start laughing hard, and they just start screaming. It's just great. But yeah, no, I don't watch Sucker Munchet either, Angry Fox, but if it's going to be... I might watch the American team now, but I'm not sure, because I don't know how well or badly they do. If they do badly in the next game, it's like, yeah, they had one good game, so yeah, move on. But I'll definitely be watching the English matches, so... Goodness gracious me. Seems like it's gotten awful quiet for some reason. The music stopped. Oh well. Oh no, it's still gone. Ugh, not really that good at this. I do apologize. And I've been talking just a little bit too much, so I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a break. First kind of song that somebody comes up to me with will go on after... We'll get some Julian K, because that's what I like to play, because it's pretty darn cool. We'll get Futura DTA Mix, which is one of my favorites. It's about 5 minutes, though, so a short song. Short song would be nice. Let's see. Bad at this. Okay. Anybody? Short song. Short song. Maybe something football-y. I'll look something up. Yeah, everybody loves my Julian K. I love it too. I'm sorry. If you don't have the album, then I could just sit there and I have listened to it all day. It's a little bit... It's kind of... for the older minded, but at the same time it's like if you're into that kind of rock style, they've got a great emotion to their music, so that's why I really, really like it. Stop bashing England. I'm not bashing England, M-Tails! I'm so not! It was just a great bit of fun when it's just like we didn't completely suck. I'm sorry. But yeah. Well, it's a 5 minute long song, so I'm just gonna stick that on there, give myself a little drink, and I'll be right back for more of this. So, 4 minutes and 29 seconds of Julian K, Futura DTA Mix. I'll talk to ya.
Your eyes are burning. I want you mine. access music.
Radio Redux.
Are you ready? Okay. And that was also... That was Stardust Speedway Bad Future from the American version of Sonic CD. Tagged onto the back just for Josh because he requested it and it wasn't too long. It was like a minute. So, a Mac! We just had the AAU King Man come back up. He has had a shower and now he needs to take a break because he's like trying to take over the show and I won't let him. He's one of those, it's watching someone else do something and going, are you okay? Can you handle it? Can you do it? I'm good. I'm 22. I can figure this shit out. But, yeah. Now, hi, everyone. Welcome back. Some interesting chitter-chatter going on. So, who's excited to see Sonic caged him as SOS? Asks that. Of course, everybody is. Who wouldn't be? Wouldn't be excited to see anyone at SOS. It's freaking SOS, okay? I mean, yeah, that's from downstairs as well. Which, of course, you know, he says woo now, but we'll see if I have to drag his carcass through, what is it? That part of London where the pavilion is. Which, by the way, I get to publicize more stuff, because in case you haven't read, or in case you might have forgotten, or in case it just might have slipped your mind, turns out, and this may be just a likelihood for SOS is to come and so on and so forth, but because of all the hassle and gritty and grindy and nasty bits, we're not going to be charging a darn thing. Not a pence, not a penny, not a dollar, not a buck, not a whatever. It's free. Everybody can come. It's free. Okay, so awesome. No more SOS having to worry about, oh, you gotta pay for it. Ooh, where's the money gonna go? Yeah, just, yeah. You're gonna pay for everything else. That's your kind of deal. That's your, yeah. Oh my gosh. So, unfortunately, I don't think Dark Speeds can make it this year. Sorry, Dark Speeds, but we'll be providing a stream again anyway. So I think they're working on that on the other end. You love me for playing this, T-Bird. Oh boy, oh boy. But, anyway, yeah, we don't have to, no money at all, no shills, no rare Alaskan salmon with, like, a stripe down the back, so yeah, no more paying for SOS. If you've got, well, you'll have to deal with travel and everything else yourselves, but, it's a lot better than what it was. And, basically, the short version is if you are kind of in the London-ish area, if you can get to any two. We just go to Shepherd's Bush on the underground and basically go across this park, which is a triangle park kind of area, and it's a massive building. You can hardly miss it, and it's not a look around the outside. Boy, once you see the inside, which if you've seen the kind of internal tour, I think on Sonic Rex, I know that they've got a YouTube video posted somewhere in the news, somewhere probably a couple of posts ago. Then you can kind of get a glimpse at what the place would look like with it full and me being tired on a seat, because that's exactly what I was. Because that was the second time I'd seen it. I don't know, it was early in the morning, and I hate early mornings. Who does? Who enjoys those? But yeah, if you want to check that out, we do have, I believe it is a kind of a sneak peek video of what it will look like. Because right now I think it was some sort of like Alice in Wonderland party thing that they were doing, because the film came out way back when. So that's why it was all stuffed up. Although we might use the mushroom. I, for some reason, can mentally see the mushroom coming in for funds and handy, and I don't know if they still have it or something. But they've got nice furniture and stuff like that, and all sorts of good stuff. So yeah, big SOS time. Big, definite SOS time. Everybody's getting all excited. Kev's getting all worked up and starting to work late nights. Woohoo. But... Well, we get the Bead comic to get done as well, which I'm like, oh god, she said the Bead comic, oh god. No, but it's got about six and a half panels left now, so we're almost done with it. It's only taken us 2 years, and I've got enough beads to finally finish it, but some of the hardest panels lie ahead, so. And on top of that, it turns out we do actually have a date for the move. We're looking at July 18th, we're going to be moving house about 10 minutes down the way to some part of London, really. and I've got to get it done by then, because think of how fun it would be to try and find all the little tiny tiddly beads after moving. So, it should be fun. I have to get it done before then, so I'm probably going to be a lot busier than usual. Not that you guys, like, worry about what I'm doing or anything, but, you know, I'm typically here on MSN. If you ever want to catch me, you can shoot me an email. I typically don't get much but spam. And the occasional D&D group invite, which I can't play because their group's out there and I can't go out by myself. Sad panda. Can't play D&D. Well, for those of you vaguely interested in me rather than anything else, my WoW account did get hacked, but luckily by now I've got all my stuff back, thankfully. But that was some weeks ago, it's not a big deal now. I'm probably quitting the game basically until the next expansion. It's kind of an environment like that where it's like, why do you want to keep suffering? You've fallen just far enough behind the pack to not be too good, but then again, all the sucky groups are saying you're the most awesome thing ever. It's like, eh, can't be bothered anymore. Just gonna let it go, take some friends, do it again once we, get the new cataclysm coming back up. Oh my god. You know it's a bad sign when a major city basically has two sentry towers and is claimed to be attacked by a dragon, and there's claw marks in the sentry towers. It's not a good sign. So, it should be interesting. I suspect there was a lot of alpha. Well, they're almost on to beta testing now, so I'm suspecting it's going to be released in August. Or not August, October, excuse me. So, anyway. I know, everybody hates WoW, it's so bad. And all that, and I'm crossing my fingers as if it matters now. You guys, it's not bad. It's not as bad as you think it is. And I'm just ranting and raving, really, to be honest. Yes. The Summer of Sonic is not in July. We'd be so boned and probably wouldn't move until after it if it was in July. But that's not to say it won't get earlier and earlier year by year, so they're trying to plan it that way. It's literally kind of, I think we're still at the stages where it's kind of the runaround to keep going, so, but I think it's, yeah. It's just, it's whatever they can manage to be released, so. Alrighty then. I do apologize. I got quiet there. My throat was just closing up on me. Woo. Anyway, Hedgy Lightning had some questions for me. Nothing fancy. Just to kind of get things rolling. And she had a request for me. I do apologize. Palm Tree Panic. Ironically, it's another Sonic CD track. I do apologize, but I'm not going to do another one, I think. Hedgy Lightning gives me a silly little set of questions, I say. First one, favorite item of Sonic merch? I think these kinds of questions really do need to go towards the people who really go, like, after them. Because if you talk to Kiara or Sierra, or however it's pronounced, I do apologize. Or if you talk to Adam, the T-Bird man, or you talk to my husband, then you're going to get a good answer, I suspect. But for me, I've always loved my plushie. I've got, like, 6 shadow plushies and one that's, like, half my height. And if I really wanted to, I could have gotten one that was bigger than me. That's just how I roll, really. I'm not that big on the rare stuff. Keep the smooth DJing. See you, Dark Speeds. I'm guessing you're signing off. Take it easy. Get some sleep. But yeah, I'm not that big on the stuff. Although I do quite like the prototype Caliburn Wii controller. I thought that was pretty nifty. Plus, I had it in my bag for ages. Quite interesting. It's a shame they didn't decide to do that. It happens. Number 2, most useless Sonic character. That's just a little bit demeaning. But, people want my details. Alright. Anyway. Oh, good lord. They're having a party without me. So, no, it's alright. No, it's fine. It's cool. But the useless Sonic character. You can't really call them useless. Excuse me. Because, I mean, even down to Froggy, they all have their own bloody, they have their uses, they have their needs and their wants and their situations that they, the niches that they fill, so. It's, I don't do the negative, I just can't. It's like, what do you hate? What do you really don't like? It's like, no, I don't hate a lot of things. There's very few things I really go that far as to really be negative about, so. Three possible animals later to appear in Sonic games. Me, personally, I'm the one who kind of called the hawk win before they announced the fucking Sonic Riders, if I do say so. Pardon my language. But that was before Sonic Riders, and I'm just like, wow, hawk, okay, yeah. That was a jet in the next game, and I just went, you're the faker, I was here first. With the eye twitching and the finger pointing and all that. But the next one I'm going to say, if it was up to me, I think it was something about something brown, and that sounds horrid, because that was ages ago, and I think we've had a brown character since then. The first new animal I think is going to be seen is going to be like a porcupine or something, because it's kind of hedgehog, but with longer spines, so it just, yeah, it would make sense. Whatever it wasn't me. Anyway, lol. Everybody else has uses. So what's your most useless Sonic characters? What's your hated foes? Is it Amy just being the ankle biter? Is it maybe Knuckles, because all he does is punch it, and he doesn't solve out his problems by working them out democratically and talking to people, because he gets easily frustrated. I don't know. And then there's a Pokemon battle, I believe, going on in Radio Sega, which is funny because I just picked Pokemon back up, and AAUK has never actually played a Pokemon game, so that's kind of an interesting fact you probably didn't know. Okay. So we talked SOS, we talked Random Garble, because I'm good at that, did a few questions. No Badgers. Hedgy Lightning, no Badgers to appear, I don't think. I'm voting for Porcupine. I can't say it. Yes. Anyway. And it looks like we're losing somebody else who came. Miharbi Nami. I can't say that. Miharbi Nami. Good night. Goodbye. Miharbi Nami. People, why do you have to have such complex names? I'm trying my best here. Alright. Well, I'm trying to think. What else did we have in mind? Because I know there's, like, a buttload of things they still have to announce for Summer Sonic. So trust me, you want to keep your ears peeled for the next couple of weeks. Because there's more to come. And there's some big eggs to drop. I'm sorry, but there is just some pretty interesting things. Like, who might actually be coming. Because, you know, we wouldn't just show up there and expect, like, Sven to do a bunch of singing or anything like that. You know, he's like, pretty good at singing. Sort of. And it's like, yeah, so who knows? I am certainly never ever going to hint at anyone because I'm not good at hints. As a matter of fact, I'm very terrible at hints. So, but expect some definite announcements in the near future. I think we're just solidifying various plans with various individuals. But otherwise, things have been running smoothly. The staff of Summer of Sonic recently had a meeting, and I basically got to sit on the first couple of minutes and then listen to AUK subsequently go and explode on their faces a little bit with some rage or something. But it sounds like there's some definitely interesting things going on. So, definitely. Alright then, well, I'm going to get us into another music break, because I've already been talking. It's almost been 40 minutes. Then again, I started 2 minutes late, so we're at 40 minutes. I do apologize. I'm not going to play another Sonic CD one. I'm going to play Sonic... Something Sonic. Something Sonic. Think blue. Something blue. Something borrowed, something blue. Oh my god, I thought of the song I want to play now. You won't have to know about it, but... until I play it, if I can actually figure it out. I can figure it out on just iTunes. Yep, there it is. Okay, excelente. I have a mystery song here in a minute. Just definitely kick it off for a little bit there, take a break, and I'll probably put something else on if somebody gives me a little tiddly request, and I will put it on there, and I'll go on to questions after this. I'm probably just going to do an hour and a half show. We're up to 40 minutes already, halfway through maybe. besides that, unless you've got any questions you want to plug to me, we've got more from Hedgy Lightning, it looks like. Josh. That might be interesting. I'm not sure who exactly that is. I'm hoping that's a Sonic. Definitely gonna get this stuff underway. So before it kind of kicks off, I'm just gonna start it up. All right, catch you guys in a few. Stop breaking your brains. Let's just play this one so it's like not tripping you guys. Possible future duet between me and AAUK? Very possible. Right, and that was the proper Ted Polley's Lazy Days Living in Paradise, which apparently a lot of people in the MIRC have a little bit of a secret romantic relationship. They're very disappointed that some of them missed it. It's quite sweet. Which is kind of funny because I thought everybody didn't really care much for those characters. But hey, I could be wrong. I'm not going to pick on Big. I think he's cute. Not like that, but cute like you could fluff him and sleep on him. Cuddle him. Cute. That's about it. Yeah. So, we also have Inigo Venato. Welcome to the room, by the way. I'll try to call you as I come in. I can't do this all, but I'll try my best. I'm going to do questions. So if anyone has particularly anything they want to ask me, rather than want to ask him, because he's downstairs and can't hear us. Oh my god, it's so fun! But you can send a message right to me, and then I'll do my best to answer whatever I can. I can't give away anything, I'm not good at that, I don't know anything, so just go ahead and assume that I know about as much as anybody else. Probably less! I'm kind of sheltered like that, so it's kind of how it rolls. In any case, let's get on with it. Apparently I've already got an excessive OMG count. I've got like 25 for this season, and 6 for the high count, which is great. Look, they're flowing in. Great. Awesome. Thank you, everyone. I will answer the MIRC questions in a minute, so I'll let you guys get as many in as you can. Try not to be weird or anything, because like, I'm not going to do weird stuff, because it's like, yeah, it's weird. Anyway, I know I'm being completely spazoidy. I still haven't had a drink, so if I kind of crack a lot, it's not the mic, it's me. But in any case, let's see. We've got Deferum, and it looks like it's got 8 responses. I don't know how many of those are going to be from me. I'm going to leave any AAUK questions for later. And of course, on the forum, we open up with Darkness the Hedgehog 7, in case the first 6 didn't really cut out. For some reason, we're still fixating on the fan character here. We've got, who would win between Darkness or Amy? I'm really not sure, but considering Darkness would be the Amy equivalent for Shadow, as Amy is to Sonic, would be Darkness to Shadow. I'm probably going to go with Darkness because I have no idea. But then again, never underestimate the Hammer, man. Never. Just never. She's got it always with her, man. It's a little twisted. But, strictly for me, Darkness asks, what do you suggest should be the first thing I do on my summer weekend? Well, Darkness, the first thing I don't recommend is to go run outside with a bunch of skin to the air, because before you know it, you'll have probably sunburns. And that would suck, because that's a bad opener for a weekend. What I would recommend is to just go somewhere. I know that sounds weird, but once you just open with travel, it's just like, yeah, you can always look back on that part of the summer and go, damn, that was good. Real good, pardon my language. That's just me, but then again, I don't really go that many places anymore, because I, like, moved. We're going to be moving. That's our vacation right now, is moving and doing SOS again. So, we're going to try and make it to the after party this time, guys. Even if it's on the back of a stretcher. We'll see if we can get him there. But he's going to be aiming for it, so we'll be giving him lots of rest, so please don't hassle Archangel UK when he gets to the Summer Sonic there. Next, we have Magus Garkhan, who has an interesting... Did you really dress up as Eggman? Yeah, quite the beard. Quite the mustache, I should say. But Magus asks, and it's probably Magus. I say Magus, it's just... one thing I love about Sonic is the fact that he's been a developed character. True, to some extent. Been surrounded by other developed characters. True, to some extent. And has an involved story. True, to some extent. Whether in various animations, comics, or in the games themselves, that's fair. Drawing from all these stories and portrayals, my questions to both of us, which will probably just be me, are, in your honest opinions, what do you think is the saddest moment? And I would have to draw from, I'm going to have to say, the Sonic X series, particularly the last Sonic X series, where Tails actually loses someone, just because of the way, the fact that he's been always alone, and all of a sudden he's back to being alone again, and it's the whole losing someone to nature thing. You know, it was in Avatar, The Last Airbender, and, you know, we had Sokka lose his previous girlfriend to the moon. So it's kind of just, it's one of those surreal, you can't stop it from happening, it has to happen, you lose these people situation. It was pretty sad. It was pretty sad. What do you think is the funniest moment of all the Sonicdom? I'm trying to think of a time, because I know there's one, and I know other people are going to be like, oh my god. Funniest moment? I'm sure somebody ran into somebody else, and it was just particularly comical, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I'll have to think about that. What do you think is the most uplifting moment? What, when I found Shadow wasn't completely dead and they didn't hose him after the first game? Yeah, it was pretty uplifting for me. Although when they gave him his own game, I was a little bit worried, but hey, what can you do? What do you think was the most frustrating moment? Oh, my usual anecdote of 40-something lives wasted on Bio-Lizard trying to get to the end of Sonic Adventure 2 battle. Sob. What do you think was the most satisfying moment? Kicking his ass. But, actually, getting to the end, the actual end, and it's not to say that Shadow the Hedgehog wasn't a good game, I just didn't want to play it 17 times to get to the end. I know it was more like 6, but still, it felt like a lot. It was kind of irritating, because you had to do it a certain way, and there was always that bastard mission to go that bastard way, and there wasn't any other way to do it, because it was the archetype of being good, or it was the archetype of being bad, which surprisingly was easier, of course. And lastly, in all the Sonic franchise, what do you think is the strangest moment? The strangest moment is every moment, because I don't know why Rouge and Knuckles haven't just tossed their gloves aside and just gotten it on right in front of everyone. I mean, really? Come on, guys. It's the tension's too much for me. no, probably there's plenty of other things. So definitely the chat room should indulge in their saddest moment, their funniest moment, their uplifting moment, the most frustrating moment, the most satisfying moment. And of course, what is the strangest moment? You can all have your way with that. Next we have Dark Unknown, which is a very interesting avatar of the Alcyon. Do you believe in the Tailstar? If so, have you tried something? No, because I don't have a Ouija board, I'm afraid. But I do believe in him, mostly because I think he's still lurking around somewhere. He's real, you say. He's real, you say. Of course he's real. Like, you can't doubt these things, man. If you doubt, he will come. That's just how it works, man. Anyway, alright. Next, we've got Miss McCookies. What is the best way to kill zombies? I take off the head, typically. That's kind of the bitey bit. That's usually a good rule of thumb. Not for the brain, not for the nervous system. Just for the bitey bit. It'd probably be pretty good off. So, as regards this, take the head off. We've got Inigo Venato. I'm getting better at saying that. Yay! He's got some question for AAUK, but I'm gonna skip him because he's not here. Can't do anything about it. So what now? Echo, if you could, would you physically morph AAUK into Metal Sonic? You asked this to me last week in the MIRC, and I never answered, I don't think. But considering that possibility would be him not coming back, and the fact that he'd be turning into something immortal. That's kind of nice, but the rest of it, probably, you know, the whole taking over the world bit. Although Adam might try to conk him out and keep him as the greatest single piece of merchandise in all of history. Wouldn't surprise me somehow. Alright, Echo, will you have completed the comic ready for the SOS 10 event, or will you have to wait till next year? Unless something, say a meteor, strikes this house, and my fingers and or my fingers and toes all fall off, and or I pass away. Let's hope that doesn't happen anytime soon. It should be done. Even if I do pass away, it'll probably be because of that and finishing it, but it will be done. It shall be there. Everybody can be disappointed by the epic failure that it is, because I still have to redo 2 of the pieces, including finishing the first couple of 6 I still have to do. So. But anyway, we'll see. But it will be there. I don't think everybody's going to be that tickled. The more people who take pictures in front of it or pictures of it will make me happy. But I have a feeling everybody's just going to walk on by it and not even care. Because there's some big old walls and big old things to see. But my comic, it's intricate and it's complex. But people have got other things to do. Anyway, and to the chat room, an Eagle Venato dangles a piece of meat in front of you and asks, which is a more likely situation that Sega would let happen? Sonic succumbing to Amy's love or Blaze having her own spin-off series in her dimension? I personally say the latter. But anyway. What's all this? Why is the chat room gone to TF2? What, shun this. Stop this nonsense. Honestly, you people in your TF2. You're TF2. Whatever. It's two different sides of a coin. Anyway, Fishstick asks to both of us, which I'm just going to answer, what do you think of Australia, and do you believe in any of the stereotypes about Aussies? Well, the way they talk isn't necessarily a stereotype to me anymore, because I had an Aussie buddy named Kate Sito, but I think she's changed that since I last spoke to her. I'll just say it might be a him now, that's just how weird my friends can be sometimes. Oh ho, oh ho. But yeah, pretty much most every stereotype that I know, especially from an American perspective, is true. The only exception to that rule, of course, is Darkspeed, because he's just crazy. So, he's definitely a man of his own creation. We'll go with that. Me and Kev's not here. Which do you like better, Sonic Adventure 1 or 2? I like 2, because it was better in that you had the multiplayer action, which was quite nice, and at the same time, I like the levels better and stuff like that. And Echo, here's an interesting one. What's it like to be married? Just curious. To be honest, at this age, I'm 22, I'm married. It seems a bit odd to get it on that quickly, but over and done with, it's kind of a refresher. It's not as hard as you'd figure. It's not like he's got me on ball and chain in the kitchen. Woman, you're not in the kitchen. What? I don't know. It's not like that. It's not bad at all. I'm not saying it's anyone in particular, but going with somebody you actually do care about. And I mean, you can be friends for a long, long time. We were friends for 4 years, more or less. And I mean, I did take a bit of a leap of faith to come all the way over here after only meeting him like a couple of times and stuff like that. But after talking to him as many times as I have, it's you kind of know by then. And to any couple out there, I mean, if you're thinking about just maintaining that relationship and going on, the only reason, I hate to say it, the only reason why we decided to jump the gun on the whole marriage thing is because it was what was really required by the visa people, so I could actually, you know, hang out with him for more than a week at a time. So we kind of had to push that a little bit, which is why, I don't know, everybody looks at us funny when they realize I've actually been married. But, I mean, it's not bad. I'm obviously not complaining. I'm not running for the hills or running for the next guy down the block here, so it's fine. It's kind of the same as being a boyfriend and girlfriend, except you sometimes you do have to wear the ring. If that's your way of thinking about it. I don't have to, mostly because I stay inside anyway. that's a little weird. But, you know, it's like living together. It's not a big deal. As long as you find somebody you can live with, it's not a big deal at all. So, not bad. Just depends on the person you're with, really. It's kind of the relationship that way. That's all it is. Talaku. Oh, I get a question from Tall Guy. I'll get to you in a minute, honey. From Talaku asks, I'm going to start whipping through these quicker. I got to be quicker, honestly. Come on, woman. Hit it on. Did you know that Jafar from Aladdin... Oh, God, it's a did you know question. I'm just skipping it. I'm sorry. I'm sick of the did you know questions. It doesn't matter. I'm tired of it. You're making me mad now. What will be your first action this summer? Probably moving. Your guys' timelines are weird. It's like, it's still spring. No, it's not. Billion degrees out. I'm dying. There's no air conditioning. Because it's like, we believe in opening the windows. Well, if there's no wind passing through it, what good does that do besides letting the bugs in? Anyway. Okay. And last one from Talithu to me, anyway. If the above didn't work with Kib, then what will? Pulling his fin jaws and by crowding him to the other half of the base. What will make Kev be recognized in the Sonic community? I don't know. He could put a hat on his head and parade around saying he's a bird. That's another way to make it work. But that's the other way he could do it, I suspect. Because if it's not Sven, it's the T-Bird. If it's not T-Bird, it's Darkspeed. If it's not Darkspeed, it's somebody else. Honestly, I don't see why he's quote-unquote not recognized. Just because he's not head of the forums and he's busy doing SOS all the time, you gotta still remember that this is mostly because of him that this is happening, because him and his whole ties to Sega, which he can sometimes barely put up with and wonders why he does sometimes. You know, it's just a little kudos, maybe, in his direction would be nice. You know, I mean, I know Dark Speeds does a nice little thank you every year, and that's very sweet of him as an individual, but he more than works his duff off. He heads this thing like a captain of a ship. He really, and I'm not saying the Earthheart ship, which is still in for repairs, I hear. But he really does put a lot into this, and I hope you all recognize that, because as much as Sven sits there and puts his face to it, he really puts, I'm not gonna pussyfoot around this. He puts his nuts to the grind for this. Alright. He really puts hours and hours and hours, and everybody should recognize that. It's not SSMB's thing, because if it was, a lot of things wouldn't happen. A lot of the funding, a lot of everything comes from him and comes from Sega. Recognize the obvious. Alright? Dark Unknown again starts asking some more questions. Oh, we got a repeat offender. No, let's go. Asks, I'm assuming to both of us, have you played or heard of Guilty Gear? I've heard of it, but I have no idea what it is. Have you played or heard of Melty Blood? These are going to be like questions I don't like as well, is it? Have you ever heard of... I was like, probably not. But no, I've never heard of Melty Blood. Also, have you ever played / heard of Klona? K-L-O-N-O-A. No, I can't say of any of these. If you haven't heard of these, please look them up then. I'll think about that in my spare time. But thank you for the questions anyway. Now I'm going to refresh, see if anybody else has just decided to tack on a few questions in the back just to taunt me and be like, oh, she's not going to see these. Not going to see them now. Let's see. No, it looks like that's about it. If anybody wants to know, oh crap. If you type into World Cup on Google, usually they have, if a match is going on, they've got one site that jumps to it. And it looks like the Germany versus Australia match, Germany's up 2, and we're in the 32nd minute of the game. So, big World Cup madness, woo, but unsurprisingly, Germany is definitely raffle-stomping the competition. So, hopefully, we'll see how that one rolls, because I know how you guys love the Germans. Okay, so we'll do them in order. We got a couple of questions. We do have a request. I'm not going to be able to get to that one, I'm afraid. Because I do love it. Anigo Venato wants to know who would win in a fight between me, Jet, and me, and against Knuckles and Arcane GK. Between Jet and me, I put two of you in there. I'm not really sure why. I have two. I'll let you guys know. Jet, me, and Knuckles, and AAUK. Well, considering I don't know how tall, how big, or how strong you are, that's kind of a strange one, because AAUK can throw his weight, but one good sucker punch with Knuckles, and a lot of you people would be in trouble. And Jet, I don't think he's got fighting skills for anything. I think if you tugged on his feathers, he would just run around screaming. It's quite funny. But he could outrace you, of course, on the board, of course. But yeah, I'd have to say it'd probably be Knuckles, since he's just the big fighter. Although, if it wasn't about the gloves and the claws, then it probably might be AUK, because he knows throws. He knows, like, judo or something. It's quite crazy. But, yeah, he practices throws on me. It's not always the most fun experience. But hey, it's not terrible either, but it can be startling sometimes when all of a sudden you get hurled across the room onto the bed. It's not like it's a thing. Anyway, Tall Guy asks, how do you feel about Sonic Adventure going and to the Xbox Live, XBLA, I'm assuming, and PSN, PlayStation Network, and would you want Sonic Adventure 2 on XBLA and PSN? How I feel about that? I mean, I think it's better. I know that sounds maybe strange, but, you know, the more people who go back and play these games and have availability is going to see a broader spectrum of the Sonic genre. I mean, Sega's going to do whatever Sega's going to do because that's their money, that's the way they do things. It's not a big deal. And, you know, everybody respects them for that for the most part, except when they do shameless plugs or something, which they don't, so... But, you know, it's just making that more available, and say, if somebody sat on and destroyed your GameCube discs, that would be a plus for you, because now you can get it on XBLA and PSN, no problem. So, you know, it's not, it shouldn't be a big deal that way. I know some people, I don't see a bad reason for it, to be honest, besides, you know, playing it on a different console or something like that, so I don't think that's bad at all, definitely. Sega Saturn Zero! I don't know. People are shouting stuff. So that's all the questions I've got, I think. Oh, wait, I've got one from ShadowFox04. I was just going to call you 04. Toffat Arcane. I have no idea. You'd have to tell me into what context you were talking about. Why are there ninjas now appearing in this radio segment? What is all this? I thought nobody mentioned the ninjas. Like, Fightful, but I talked about Fightful. Goodness gracious, alright. Well, we had Maddie in there. Goodness gracious. I might do a close-through rundown to see who's still around or who's come in during my chitter chatter. That might be a thing for me to do. Anyway, we're 6 minutes past the hour. I started 2 minutes late for some reason, mostly because I was getting a crash course in Sam, which is always, always, always fun. And it's not like it was a big deal, but... Now, what did I just do? Did I put something up? Oh, dear. I'm so silly. I apologize. Anyway, I'm going to try and play, see if it works, It's King of King instead of King of the Ring, which I know you wanted to play, but it sounds really, really weird. I'm sorry. I just don't want to play that, hon. I really don't. It's irking my groove here, man. We might do a bit more music than talking for a bit, so I'm going to take a bit more of a break. I'll check on the score when we get back. And unless we have, like, a particular topic or some thought-invoking questions, we might just kind of play through till half after and then let you guys go early for something. Cause usually we do, like, 2 hours early. And I don't know if the phone mix is on after this, but if it is, I hope it is. It'd be awesome because you guys need more shows. Cause I don't know if T-Bird was on before, but I think if it is, then Sonic Electric. We'll see if we can get that in there. Any government? We'll see. All right. I'm going to try and get King of King, which is from Sonic and the Secret Rings, which all just rhymes a little bit. And makes you want to sing. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, King of Kings, from... Not King of Kings. King of King. Get it right. Don't mess it up. Don't confuse this stuff. There's a lot of lines. Freaks people out. Alright, let's go. King of King. Sonic, Secret Rings. And, we'll be back in a bit. I don't know how long, because I might just take a long break. Done with everything else we've got to usually do. So, we'll be back in a little bit. I don't know if anybody else can hear that. Hold on. I think I've got something else playing for some reason. That freaked me out. Sorry! Okay. Back on that.
Call. About 700 days in a way.
I'll have a side order of fries. Welcome back, everyone. To be honest, I'll be straightforward. Because I'm not going to say this stuff. Well, at least dilly-dally around things, you know, beating the bush and all that. I don't have anything else to really talk about. And I don't want to chew your ears off with mindless jibber-jabber. I will give you an update on the game. Right here. We've ended at the first half and it's still 2-0 for Germany. Yay, I think. I don't know if Germany's scary personally. It's just a thing. It's not really a thing, but it's a thing. We've had some interesting chitter chatter. Unfortunately, I think in the Sega Ages on Sunday, we've missed the Shadow of the Hedgehog gear, so unfortunately, you guys can dip back into that or something. Now everyone's fries or chips, whatever you people eat. Oh my god! Why does everything have to be different just because you're British? It's a word. Leave it as is. Making it hard on me. I already know. You know what? I'm almost tempted now that I think about this, because my first Hawkeye, I tried to teach people Japanese. I forget what I was teaching. But if it's not totally horrible, maybe I can dip into my little book of things and whip out a few phrases. Maybe want to pick up, keep up, you know, something like that. But, possible, something like that. Germany, apparently the birthplace of Sonic, Two Tails, Sonic Electronic, and King of the Ring. Doesn't surprise me somehow. It sounds like that kind of, strange, bizarrely, somewhat enjoyable music, but just completely from another planet. Hello, Fast Feet. He's dancing his way in on those fast feet. He'll be on next. I suspect he may want to come on in about a half hour, but I'm wondering if he wouldn't mind going in early, since I have very, 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 very little to go on besides my music, and as much as, you know, I can feel music. It's not that far. Anyway. Oh my gosh, Sonic Marks left. No, we're alright. It's cool. He's actually gone off to play TF2. Jay, don't talk about TF2. Not for the fact that I can't play it or don't enjoy the game, but because it takes up the computer, and I like the computer too, and we really need a second computer, so I don't have to be like, I mean, I should be drawing and doing beads, but I want to play. Hello, Frostfeed again. Anyway, well, I forget what all I taught you last time, but we'll do a few phrases for humor's sake, and then we'll plug in some music, something Sega-related rather than something just Sonic-related. Oh my gosh. Oh, goodness. He's inviting me for his joining after. Actually, if we do it early, maybe. I don't know. But, hello, everyone. We'll see. Because I'm quite tired. I haven't had a drink yet, and right now my Ribena has run out. I'm quite sad. We need more drinks in this house, but we're trying to downscale because of the movie. We don't want to take a bunch of food with us. Which reminds me, I need to go put the box out. Anyway, you always remind yourself of things while you're talking, don't you? It's a common thing. It's not just me. It's just like, all right, yeah. And then, of course, you forget it again later. But in case you wanted to connect more with us, we are both on Facebook. He is Kevin Eva, and I am Rebecca Eva, in case you wanted to add us as friends or something like that. Group invites, I'm kind of with. It depends if I'm really involved in the group or not. I'd love to be able to go to, like, the Sonic London group and stuff like that, but because of this show, we kind of have been holding back. It's just kind of a thing. It's hard that you guys do it on Sundays. Maybe sometime, we'll see. Definitely. So if there's any concerns, anything I can answer maybe about what you guys might wonder about the pavilion, you can kind of poke in that direction. I definitely could help you there a little bit. Like, is it big enough? It's got ramps. It's got 3 levels plus the 4th level, which is going to be off limits to most everyone. We've got a crow's nest again, a little bit different than it was this time. we're going to have another stage, but it's going to be at the bottom. So regardless of what level you're on, you're going to be able to see what's going on, hopefully. Unless something gets in the way, but hopefully that won't be the case. Not too sure where things are going to be at. I've heard a couple of different plans and setups for the floor plans, but I don't actually know which one we're going with, so kind of I can't help that way. I just know the stage is going to be on the bottom floor that everybody, it's kind of the whole amphitheater theme, so we can kind of look down on your superiors. Or you can throw things at greater distance expense. It's up to you. It's a personal preference, but if you do, you might get tossed out. It's not my idea, it's yours. My job, I don't know what my job is. I'm on somebody's team, but I haven't even given a job yet. So, definitely some interesting things. We're definitely keying into the website is up and kicking. It's been kicking for a while. So if you have any comments, questions, or concerns about SummerSonic-related majigger thingies, definitely pop in there. We are paying attention to your comments. Some could be a little bit more positive, but you know, if you have any questions or concerns about anything. We did have something about, I think it was somebody was deaf. And I apologize, but I don't think we're going to be able to accommodate for deaf viewers or deaf attendees just because of such short notice. And if anyone is in such sort of circumstance, they can let us know by next year. And if you let us know early enough, we'll see if we can get a sign language individual maybe to try and step in or something like that, or some sort of something. Just we'll get you something or somebody to do like a typing commentary on the screens that we sometimes have up or something, so you know what they're talking about. But we'll see. I just remember that being there. And I mean, we just can't do it this year. There's just not enough time. It's what, not even 2 months away now, basically. It's really soon. So we can't prepare for that. Obviously, if you're deaf, you're probably not hearing us. That's very rude of you. But, no, we're just not going to be able to do that. And we do have wheelchair access. That's not going to be a problem because we do have the ramps on the side. So pluses for anybody who needs them. I'm not sure if there's anything else as far as the physical relations to the pavilion that anyone needs to worry about. It should be good, though. I'm pleased with it. It's absolutely quite massive, so everybody's going to be quite surprised because we'll be able to fit more than ever. people in their team. Resident SB at your team. Well, I'm going to ask this out loud to Fast Feet if he wants to give me a direct message and say if he's ready to go on early or something like that, just to, if he'd be earliest ready, because I don't mind stepping off a little bit early and letting him jump on and nip at some feet and ankles and do his thing. Hello, First Take, by the way. Welcome back. So, I mean, any questions or comments or concerns, I mean, you can always try and email Kev, but he's very obviously busy. If you've got something that probably I might know, that maybe is kind of general information, you can always email me. My inbox is fairly empty. I don't get the... I'm supposed to be head of Sonic Greg's fan art, and frankly, it's been cobwebs. Nothing. So, if you had something hiding away, you know, don't be shy about it. I'll take care of it for you. And you can follow the link, or you can just email me directly at green_dragon000@hotmail.com, which is mine, or he's got it in. It's like Echo Hawk at Sonic Grants or something, which is just the same thing as your regular. But yeah, or you can find me and bother me on Twitter. I know I don't use it that much, but if anybody mentions me and they, like, initiate a conversation, I will definitely get back to you. I'm just not, like, Digi Trivia. I just don't tweet it. I can't do it. Even Facebook, I'm still struggling with for some reason. But yes, anybody who fancies the Fast Feet phone mix, if you've got Skype and you're a little bit bored and you just want to chill with the guys and talk about whatever and it's like, yay, definitely queue in there. Even if all you can do is text, I think you just kind of type in the IRC and just be a part of it a little bit. Definitely good fun. I've been up here once. I'd love to do it again, but my throat might explode. 31 minutes after we have still at halftime. We've had a switch, I guess. Still 2-0. Oh, dear Germany, Germany, Germany. I forget what's on tomorrow, too. I'd have to check. What games are on tomorrow? Oh, jeez, I forgot. Once you get into the FIFA thing, it, like, takes up all of your web pages, so you have to go back and get it. Okay. Looks like tomorrow we've got Netherlands versus Denmark as the first match of the day, Japan versus Cameroon, second match, and Italy versus Paraguay, which I suspect would be an interesting match, but don't call me on it. But that's what else I think Italians are crazy. I remember 4 years ago, I was actually in Japan while the World Cup was on, so kind of interesting to think back. You can think back where you were. I mean, they had a couple of look-backs and shocking moments on the TV, so I'm sure some of you have watched them. It's very funny to listen to Kevin. Six when I listened or saw some of these things, I'm like, oh, he's so cute. And of course, but I'll be honest. I'm gonna close out. I'm gonna do a closing list off. I'm gonna queue up some music, and I am just gonna head out of here early, to be honest. And I know I could go on for another half hour or something like that, but you guys want to listen to 24/7, don't you? I mean, honestly. And then, of course, Fast Feet can pop in whenever you want, early or late. I might pop in later for the Fast Feet. I won't be talking nearly as much. Definitely not. We'll see. I might actually have the computer to use. So, definitely. I hope you guys are having a wonderful weekend. It's not too bad, at least in London. It's been, you know, breezy and stuff. There's been some storm clouds, but nothing really came down. We're just very, very dry in our spot. I know everywhere else, a week ago, got literally monsoon rainstorm. We got, like, pissy-ass drops, okay? We had nothing. I was quite disappointed, quite annoyed as well, because I was expecting too much rain, and it was very hot. So. Yes, if you need, you just add phone mix with an F. To your site, if you want to clue into that, and he'll just add you right away. He's really cool. He's actually quite quick. I'm impressed with this thing. I don't know what technology you're using, Fast Feet. Eventually, you're going to have to send me some sort of link to something. Or if you get to buy it, then I'm going to ignore it. But if you've got it and it's like something I can free to download, I would definitely love to do that. Because we'd love to do some Skype conversations ourselves with a couple of people who can't be in the studio. So, oh my god, I'm getting some requests sort of already. So I'm going to see if I can pop in a bit. Yep, alright, awesome. Alright, everyone. I've got nothing else. I'm trying, I'm honestly trying, but normally Kev might have something interesting. Right now he's downstairs playing Iron Man 2, and I don't blame him, he's enjoying that. He looks interesting enough. He's also been doing the Alpha Protocol thing, very Sega. Very Sega. But, no, he's been enjoying some games and been relaxing, which he should. He's got a couple of nasty weeks ahead of him, so if there's any little bits of encouragement or little things you can do for him, definitely put your heads up and put your necks out there for him. Because, he can use all the help he can get. So this will definitely be some good weeks ahead of us. Alright, I'm going to cue up some music. I'm not going to torture people and scare them. I'm actually going to play something I don't think we've played as much, Fantasy Storm. And I'm really actually quite a fan of the series, so I'm going to queue up some Fantasy Storm. See if there's a particularly good one. I know all the songs, it's just thinking of one that might be more suitable. I like Frenzy Wilds. Frenzy Wilds is fun. So Frenzy Wilds from Fantasy Star Episode 2, technically, Fantasy Star Online Episode 2, is coming up next. That is our show. I say our show. It is my show. I don't have any mice in my pockets or cubs hanging over my shoulder and breathing on my neck. So, I hope you all have a good weekend. I hope you all have a good week. And obviously, Kev will be back again next week to head off the show so you don't have to listen to me trounce on nothing. Hope you all have fun. I hope you all stay safe and stay well, and we'll catch you again next week. at the usual time, Fast Feet. After you hear the cutoff music, I will be off, and you are welcome to step in whenever you like, early or later. Alright then, this has been Radio Redux, and I've been Echo Hawk, doing this alone, so hopefully you've all enjoyed, and we'll catch you next week. Bye for now.
magic mystery. You could have left me here, still in such a flood. No one would ever know the chaos control. My true identity, the power that is me.